Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Lishmas Avi Moyer of David Siman of Yosef, as well as for continued foreshadowing for David Meir ben Mendel. Today's daf is Ksubas daf Samach Dalet. We left off a few lines down on Samach Dalet Amud Aleph at the words Amar of Tuvi. Seven lines down. Samach Dalet Amud Aleph. Good morning, Yitzchak Yosef Rav Eliezer Dov. Gershon Eitan, Svika Shlomo, David, Chanachanach Yisrael, Moshe, Mordechai, and Jeremy. Here we go. Amrav Tuvi Bar Kisna Amar Shmuel. Kosvin Igeres Merit Al Arusa, Vein Kosvin Igeres Merit Al Shameres Yavam. We learned in the Mishnah that if the man refuses to have relations with his wife, or the wife refuses to have relations with her husband, we penalize them a certain amount of money per week. We discussed that in yesterday's daf. Today, Rav Tuvi Bar Kisna is saying, and if the woman is rebelling and refusing, we had a machlokes yesterday, did it mean only refusing Tashma Shamito or refusing Malacha? Whatever she's refusing, so we're now detracting from her ksuba, so we write a document, if an arusa is refusing, but we don't write a document. I mean, let's say she's refusing to get married. The arusa, after a year, is refusing to get married. So we write a document lessening her ksuba. But we don't write a document on a shomeres yavam who's refusing. We'll see exactly what she's refusing in a second. Let's assume she's refusing to get married. She doesn't want to have yibum done to her. Says the Gemara, Meisvei. We'll ask a question. It says, Achas li arusa unesua. Afil nida, afil chol is a bris we had yesterday. Va'afil shomeres yavam. In all these cases, we're going to reduce her ksuba. So if we're going to reduce her ksuba in all these cases, why don't you write an igeres? An igeres merit. Rev Tuvi said you write an igeres. You don't write an igeres merit on a shomeres yavam. And the bris says she is penalized when she's a shomeres yavam. So make up your mind. It's a contradiction. Meisveitz, it's a question against Shmuel. Answer the Gemara, Loikash. Kan Shetavahu. The Brisa that said that we would write an Igeris merit on an Arusa, that's if he wants to do Yibum and she doesn't want to do Yibum. Kan Shetavahi. But the case of Shmuel, who said we do not write any Geras merit for a Shomeres Yavam, it doesn't mean where the girl is refusing, it's where the man is refusing. Shetavahi. So she wants to do Yibam, and he doesn't want to do Yibam. So there, we're not going to write the document. Why not? Says the Gemara, Tavahu, if he wants to do Yibam, so then, Niskakinlo, we're going to write an Igeris merit that she's refusing. But Tavahi, if she's being Tovea him, ain't Niskakinlo. We do not write an Igeris merit. And we're not Mosev on the Ksuba. Now, we'll see in a minute. We'll see in a minute what the difference is. Why, when he requests of the Yavam, of the Yavama, he wants to do Yibam, so we do write an Igeris merit. But if she wants to do Yibam and he's refusing, we won't write one. We'll see in a second. But before the Gemara answers that, Gemara says, wait a second. B'mayu kibdalah d'Shmuel. So now you're telling me that the case of Shmuel was kishetavahi, that she wants him to do Yibum. First of all, the word doesn't make sense. Hi, kosin yeres merit al arusa. It sounds from the words that Shmuel said, kos al arusa, al shomeres yavam. It shouldn't have said al arusa. It should have said, "Hi, cousin Gersh Merit Al Arusa Le Arusa Mibayle." It's for her because he's rebelling. So it shouldn't have said Al Arusa. It should have said Le Arusa because he's rebelling. Says him, "No problem." Hello, Kasha. Tonight, Le Arusa. Okay, that's what it meant to say. Shmuel didn't mean to say Al Arusa. It means for that Arusa because she's claiming him. Oh, so now the Gemara gets the more fundamental question. According to this answer, that we're distinguishing between Shmuel and the Brisa by saying it makes them so that she's requesting or he's requesting. Well, what's the difference? They're both rebelling, so why in the world would we only write a document if he's being tovei her, but we're not going to write a document if she's being tovei him? Why not? You penalize in both directions. Says Mar Maishna Shomeres Yavam Dilo. Why are we saying when she requests Amrinan La Zil lo mifkedes. So why are we saying that when she's demanding, we're not going to write any geris merit if she's demanding, and we're not going to penalize him, and we're not going to write any geris merit? It's because we say to her, what do you care if he doesn't want to get married? You're not commanded in Peru Revu anyway. So if he doesn't want to get married to you, well, what's the big deal? You're not in trouble. It's not a big deal. Because so he's not really rebelling against you. Says the Gemara. So hold on. So I'm sorry. Says the Rishonim. The Rashba and the Ritva say, what do you mean? Just go back and look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, if she demands from him, we do penalize him three times. So what's the Gemara talking about? That will say to her, oh, you don't have any claim because you're not commanded in a Peru Revu. The Mishnah said, if he refuses Tashma Shamita, or if he refuses Mizonis, we penalize him three tarpiks or three zuz in a week. What in the world is the Gemara talking about? Even though she's not commanded in a Peru Revu, we still penalize him. So the Rashba and the Ritva explain, no. The difference is in the Mishnah is they are already married. If they are already fully married, he is obligated in her share ksus va'ona. He has a mitzvah ona, so if he's rebelling, he's denying his mitzvah ona. Here we're talking about where either they're engaged or shomer siyavam. If they're just engaged or it's a shomer siyavam, so then he has no obligation right now. He's an arusa. There's no obligation. There's no ona. He's just an arusa or shomer siyavam. He has no obligation of ona. They're not married yet. It's a shomer siyavam. So that's why it says, since he's not commanded a Peru Revu, he's not going to be penalized in this case. There's going to be no penalty, and there's no Igeris merit. But that's what the Gemara thinks at this juncture.
That's obvious,
right? Oh, yes, it is obvious. It is obvious. But you'll see in a second why the Gemara is going to say in a minute why it's not so obvious. You're right. So Tzvika is saying, so if he's not commanded, so what in the world does the Havim mean that we're going to penalize him? So we'll see in the next line of the Gemara. What? He could be married to somebody else. He doesn't have to perform it with her, right? He could. The point is, he can do whatever he wants. He can go marry somebody else. He doesn't. The point is, and it's hold on, that's exactly right. So that's why he can force her, because he's commanded. But she can't force him because she's not commanded. Exactly. So he could force her. That's what we're saying. That's where the answer we're holding now. If the Yavam demands from the Yavama, let's get married, so then we do penalize her because he's commanded in Peru Revu. But if she demands him, so then she's not commanded in Peru Revu, so we don't penalize him. Says the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Maishna Shemeres Yavam Dilo. So Arusa Nami, name Allah, Zil, Lo Mifkadis. So in the case of the Arusa, we should also say, so again, let's go back to the original statement of Shmuel. Shmuel said that if she's claiming him and he's an Arusa, we are going to write the document. But if she's a Shemeres Yavam, we're not going to write the document. The Gemara is now saying, but what's the difference? In either case, she's not commanded in Peru Revu. Neither in the Arusa case nor in the Shemeres Yavam case. How come in the Arusa case we do write her a document, but in the Shemeres Yavam case we don't write her the document? In both cases, she's not commanded. Oh, so let's come back to Tzvika's point. Ella, so that one says, what do you try to answer me? That maybe it's got nothing to do with Peru Revu. It's got nothing to do with Peru Revu. No. She has a claim why she wants to get married in the Arusa. D'amra, be'ina chutcha liyada umara l'kvura. I need children. I need children to take care of me in my old age. I need somebody to bury me. Forget about the fact that I'm not commanded in Peru Revu. I need kids because I need to have children to take care of me when I'm old. So then that should be the same thing by Yibum. So hachanami b'shomeres yam b'bamach mas tayin. So the Gemara is obviously proving that it can't be the difference between whether he's claiming or she's claiming, because they both have legit claims. He has a claim that he's due to Peru Revu. She has a claim that she needs children. So they're both considered to be rebelling. So the Gemara says, yeah, you're right. That's not the difference. The difference is the difference between Shmuel and the Braisa cannot be that Shmuel was talking about where she's claiming and the Braisa what he's claiming. That makes no difference. They both have legit claims. So that's not the answer. So the Gemara tries to go off to answer number two of the question of the Brice against Shmuel. You don't have to change any words. They're both talking about where the man is claiming and not the woman. By the case of Yibum, the difference is if he's asking for chalitza and she's refusing the chalitza, then she's a moredis. But if he's asking for Yibum and she refuses Yibum, then she's not a moredis. Because this is assuming, as we'll see in a minute, this is assuming that mitzvahs chalitza kodemis la mitzvahs yibum. That chalitza she has to do, but yibum she doesn't have to do because the Mishnah Achron says people never had the right kavanas for yibum, so we don't recommend yibum. So therefore, kan lachlots. If she's refusing to do chalitza, then she's a moredis. So then we're going to write an igeres merit. We're going to write a document that says that she's being moried because, and we're going to take away from her ksuba. The kan. But in the case where she's not a moredes, where Shmuel said, by Yibum, we don't write any Geras Mered, that's Liyabim. If he wants to do Yibum, Dami Rabbi Padas, Rabbi Yochanan, Tava Lachlots, if the Yavam requires wants Chalitza, and she's refusing, she only wants Yibum, she doesn't want Chalitza, then this Kakalo, we're going to reduce her Ksuba, she's refusing to do Chalitza. But Tava Liyabim, if she's refusing Yibum, then Anis Kakalo, she's not rebelling because we don't recommend Yibam. We don't like people doing Yibam because nobody had, as we'll see in the Gemara in a moment, and we learned in Yivamas, nobody has the right kavanas when doing Yibam. And therefore, since nobody has the right kavanas doing Yibam, we don't recommend Yibam. So she's not a moredes. She's not a rebellious woman if she's refusing Yibam. So we're not going to take away from her ksuba, and we're not going to write any document if she's refusing Yibam. Now, says the Gemara, Maishna liyabim dolo. Why do we not consider her to be rebelling if he's asking for Yibum? Because, right, like Yitzhak said before, but wait a second, but he needs to do Peru Revu. So why, very nice, the rabbis didn't want Yibum, but what's he supposed to do? So we say to him, as I said to Yitzhak before, no, that's not a problem. Let him go marry somebody else. Why do we not consider her to be rebellious if she's refusing Yibum? Because we say to her, because we say to him, who cares that your Yavama is refusing to do Chalitza with you? Oh, I'm sorry, is refusing to do Yibum with you. You could just go marry another girl. Go marry somebody else. You can go be Mekai and Peruru with somebody else. Lachlots Nami, when you're asking for Chalitza also, why don't you just say the same thing? She's refusing Chalitza, so go marry somebody else. Namely, Zilnas Yisrachit, he says, well, what are you going to answer? Ella, the Amrak, no, Kevin da Agida bi loka Yahavali Achriti. Since I got this girl who I'm supposed to do Yibim or Chalitza to, and this thing is still hanging, and she's refusing to do Yibim with me, nobody else is going to want to marry me while I still got this girl hanging over my head. Who wants to get involved in this? She's still got, you know, I'm still dealing with this Yavama situation. It means she's tied to me. So, Tosis asks over here, wait a minute, but this girl, she doesn't want to do Yibum, she wants to do Chalitza. So why don't you say to the guy, just do Chalitza to her? That's Tosis Kasha. Take a look. Tosis asks, the Yavama doesn't, she wants to do Chalitza. So what's the husband's taina that I can't marry anybody else? He could do Chalitza to her. She's willing to do Chalitza. She doesn't want to do Yibum. Tosis answers, the husband doesn't want to do Chalitza because if he does Chalitza to her, he's going to be chayv the ksuba to her. He's going to be chayv to give her the ksuba if he does Chalitza to her. So therefore, he doesn't want to do that. But anyway, so the Gemara says, Ella, so... Since this girl's still tied to me, no one else is going to want to marry me. So too in the other case. Just like the Shomeris Yavam, he can't get marry somebody else. She's tied to me. They're not going to marry me. So too, Hachanami, even in the case of Chalitza, where she doesn't want to do Chalitza, since she's still tied to me with Chalitza, no one's going to want to marry me. So why? So why we just made a distinction. We said if she doesn't want to do Yibum, then she's not a Moredes. But if she wasn't on Chalitza, she is a Moredes. What's the difference? In both cases, he can go marry somebody. What are you going to tell me? In the Yibum case, it's no good because since he's still tied to her, no one else is going to marry her. In the Chalitza case, also no one is going to want to marry her. So therefore, we reject answer number two. And we go on to answer number three. The difference is not between Chalitza and Yibum. No. It's not one is Chalitza, one is Yibum. Both Shmuel and the Braisa are talking about a case where the man wants to do Yibum and she's refusing Yibum. The difference is, are we talking about a time period where the rabbis preferred Yibum, or are we talking about a time period where the rabbis preferred Chalitza? Remember, we had a Mishnah Rishona that said Yibum is always better than Chalitza because you want to take care of her. So if we hold like the Mishnah Rishona that Yibum is always better than Chalitza, so if she's refusing Yibum, she's rebellious, we're going to take away from Miksuba and we're going to write an Igeres Mered. So the case of when Shmuel said, when the Braisa said that if she rebels, we do penalize her, that's the Mishnah Rishona. But Khan Shmuel, who said if she rebels and refuses Yibum, we don't write her in Igeres Mered, that's talking about the Mishnah Achrona, where we don't care about Yibum, we want Chalitza. Kama Mishnah Achrona, Disnan, like we learned in the Mishnah in Bechoros, Mitzvahs Yibum, Kodemus, the Mitzvahs Chalitza, that's Barishon, Hashem, Skadlo, Shem Mitzvah. Originally, Yibum comes before Chalitza. Akshav, Shem, Skadlo, Shem Mitzvah. Nowadays, people are not as wholesome, they don't do things for the right reasons. And when they see this Yavama falling in front of them, they don't have the right kavanas, they're not doing the Shem Mitzvah. By the way, that's in this week's Parsha. This week's Parsha is Yibum. No? Kiseitze? Isn't that what we're up to over here? Kiseitze? That's in this week's Parsha is Yibum. It's a pretty big Daf Yomi coincidence, no? Achshav Shem Miskad L'Shem Mitzvah Amru Mitzvah Chalitza Konemis Mitzvah Yibum. The rabbi said, Chalitza comes before Yibum, and therefore if she's refusing Yibum, she's not rebelling. Fine. Let's continue.
According to the Mishnah Rishona, the chiyuv of Yibam is on the woman. She has the chiyuv of Mitzvah.
No, it's on the.
So how do we force that? Why does she get? If she doesn't want to do, why does she get?
Because he has to do Yibam, and she's not allowing. She's not allowing him to do his mitzvah, so he penalized her for not allowing him to do his mitzvah. Says that we learned in the Mishnah, Admasai upochis, ad keneg subasa. So, Tanakama said we take away 7 dinarim if she's rebelling, and 3 dinarim if he's rebelling. And Rabbi Huda said 7 tarpeikin if she's rebelling, and 3 tarpeikin if he's rebelling. So the Gemara wants to know what's the difference between a dinar and a tarpeik. Says the Gemara. Man, that's not good. Okay. I wrote down, we're about to have major, major calculations. I wrote them all down on a sheet of paper, and I think I left it in the car. Okay, we'll have to go without the sheet of paper. Oh, thank you. I didn't leave it in the car. Okay, thank you. Shlomo David, you saved my life. Shlomo David saved my life. Okay. This is almost like Yevamos-esque. Okay, here we go. Ready? Here we go. Says the Gemara. Now, first of all, my tarpa, you can... Which coin is this? This tarpeik. What coin is the tarpeik? Amar Rav Sheshes, istira. It is a what's called a sela medina. Okay, thank you very much. That doesn't help me that much. Vekame istira. How much is an istira? Palga de zuza. It's half a zuz. So 3 tarpeiks, right? So Tanakama said 7 zuz, and Rabbi Huda said 3 half zuz. Okay, 3 half zuz. Tanya Mihachi, Rabbi Huda Omer, Shlosh Tarpeikin, Shehain, Tisha Ma'in. 3 tarpeiks is 9 ma'a. Ma'a v'chetzi l'chol yom. Comes out 1.5 ma'a, which is 1/2 dinar, right? Because 1 dinar is 6 ma'a is 1 dinar. So it's 6 ma'a is 1 dinar. So half a dinar is, again, how do we do it? So we're, again, a sela is 4 zuz. A zuz is 6 ma'a. So a sela medina is a half a zuz, which is 1/8 of a sela tsuri. And then, right, 1/8 of a sela, which is 3 ma'os. So that's a pal, so that's palga dezuz. Says the Gemara. Now again, so Tanya, we learned in the Brisa once, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, if a man is, so we add shlosha tarpeikin shein tisha ma'in ma v'chetzi l'chol yom, right, for a total of 9 ma'a, ma v'chetzi each of the 6 days of the week. Now says the Gemara, Amalei Rabbi Chibar Yosef l'Shmuel ma'ishna ihu di'avinan le d'Shabbos. So it comes out according to what we just said, that when we penalize him, we penalize him 7. Whatever the shear is, 7, 1 for each day of the week. We said 7 dinars. But when it comes to her, so it ends up being only 6 days of the week. Because we just said it's a ma'a v'chetzi l'chol yom, adding up to 9. So 1.5 times 6 is 9. So we're only penalizing her 6 days of the week. We don't penalize him for Shabbos. Answers the Gemara, Ihi de Mifchas Kapachis, says the Gemara, when she rebels, we're taking away from the Ksuba. So we can take away for all 7 days. Because when you're taking away money, it doesn't look like somebody's making money on Shabbos, because we're taking away money. But Ihu, when we penalize him, we're adding to the Ksuba. When you're adding to the Ksuba, if you would add for Shabbos, it looks like you're making money on Shabbos. Ihu de Osuva Kamosve. So, it looks like Mechse Kishar Shabbos. Looks like you're making money on Shabbos. This is always a problem. When we're growing up, people used to do groups in shul. You get paid for doing groups on Shabbos. It's a big problem, right? You're not allowed to get paid for working on Shabbos. It's Schar Shabbos. So we used to say, oh, we used to make a phone call during the week to prepare for the thing. So the whole thing, all the money we're being paid for doing the group on Shabbos is the one phone call we made during the week, or we had to prepare the game for groups on Shabbos. You have to prepare it during the week. But it's a big problem for group leaders that only work on Shabbos. How do you pay them? If a person only works on Shabbos, so then it's called Schar Shabbos. You're not allowed to pay somebody for the work that they do on Shabbos. Taisis says over here, even though isn't this Bahavlah, if you include Shabbos in the rest of the week, shouldn't that be Mutter? But no, here it's not Bahavlah, because if you stop, any day you stop, they stop it. So if you stop after Shabbos, it would be Mamish exactly Schar Shabbos. So that's why it's a problem. So it's Mechse Kischar Shabbos. Okay. Now, why are we more strict on her than on him? Yeah, the women will say because Judaism is prejudiced against the women. So, right, why do we penalize, if she rebels, we penalize her 7 dinars, and if he rebels, we only penalize him 3 half dinars. Why is it so much less money? Hagam, when she rebels, it's a large fine, and when he rebels, it's only a small fine. Says Mar, there's a reason. Why, when he rebels, it's a large fine, but when it's a small fine, but when she rebels, it's a large fine. Amale, say Lamad Mishuk Shel Zonos. Go look at the prostitute market. Mi socher is me. Who hires who? The man hires the woman to be a prostitute, not the woman hiring the man. At least in the times of the Gemara, it wasn't that way. Because the husband has a much greater taiva than the woman does. And if he's not going to fulfill his taiva, it's going to hurt him a lot more. Davarachas, that's why she has ischayev more money for rebelling against him from the tashmish. Davaracher, ze yitzu mibachutz v'ze yitzu mibifnim. His excitement, you could tell just by looking at him that he's excited. So it's more embarrassing for him when he gets excited. But she does not so embarrassing. Okay, let's see the Mishnah. Hamasher sishai de shlish. If a man is not living together with his wife and he's going to appoint somebody else to support his wife, Lo yifchas la mishnei kav in chitin. That's the key number here. He can't give her less than 2 kav of wheat, omei abel kav in seorin, or 4 kav of barley. The mefarshim say over here, Rashi says that the barley has a lot of psolus and a lot of bad stuff in it, so you got to give her double the amount of barley. The wheat is much more fine. The barley flour is much rougher. That the Vilna Gaon says that Shnos Elio, and the Rishash quotes a pasuk in Malachim: Saw solus b'shekel v'sasayim saorim b'shekel. Like the barley is double. You need double the barley for the amount of wheat. Rabbi Yossi lo pasuk l'sor nela Rabbi Shmuel shayu samach la'adam. The Gemara is going to explain what this means. The only time we give her barley was Rabbi Shmuel, who lived close to Edom, and there was a lot of barley in Edom. We'll see in the Gemara. V'nosin la chatzi kav kitnis. You also have to give her a half a kav of legumes, v'log chatzi log shemen, half a log of oils. The discussion to be shown him is that for drinking, or is that for salad dressing the oil, or is that for candle lighting? The Rambam says you need half a log for light plus half a log for eating. Discussion. The kav grogros and 1 kav a week of dried figs, o mane devela, or 100 dinars worth of pressed figs, them elo, posik the muslim pears makamak. Give a different fruit if you don't have that. Venosin la mita. Pashtus is a bed to sleep on, some say means a bed to eat on, because we're still in the eating halachas. But then mapots, the woven bed frame, the bed top, umachtelas, the mattress, minosin la kapa la rosha, you got to give her a tichel, you got to go to the tichel lady and buy her tichels, the chagor la masnel, a belt, each year. Uminal mimoy lamoy, new shoes every yontif. There you have it. New shoes. Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. New shoes every yontif the wife gets. V'kelim, new dress every year. You don't give her a new dress in the summertime when she doesn't need such a thick dress, and you don't give her an old dress in the wintertime when she needs a big thick dress. Give her the new dress, the new thick dress in the wintertime. By the time of the summer, it got worn out, so then it would be very comfortable because it wouldn't be so thick in the summertime, so she would keep it. And once the year is over and the leftover garments, she gets to keep. The Gemara is going to explain tomorrow's daf what the point was of keeping them. Nosin la ma'a kesef litzarka. You give her an additional ma'a for a small change for her errands. Lo chelasimo milele Shabbos lelele Shabbos. She would eat with him. Even if he was on a business trip, he wasn't eating with her. But Friday night, he would have to eat with her. Some say this means, it means marital relations, but others say no, they would have to eat together on Friday night so that they'll be close and intimate, so that the marital relations will go well. So they should eat together. Even if he's not eating together with her all week, he has to eat with her on Friday night. If he's not giving her this extra mal kesef, the extra masi adayim on top of the basic masi adayim, so she gets to keep them, because he would give her the ma'al kesef in place of the extra ma'asi adayim, as we learned a couple of weeks ago. Umahi osalo, how much does she have to knit for him? Mishkal chomish shlam shesef Yehuda shem eser shloim begolam. 5 shekels worth of wool, shesi wool in Yehuda, which is 10 shloim in Golo, the wool was thicker there. Oh, mishkal eser shloim arev Yehuda, there's different kinds of string. Arev string was thicker. Shein Esrim Slaim Begal. It was easier to weave the Arev, and therefore you had to double it if you were to do Shesi. So it's Esrim Slaim Arev, Behuda was a thicker thing, thicker wool was easier to weave. Shein Esrim Slaim Begal. It was 20 in Galim. Says the Gemara. Im Haisim Minika, if she was nursing, Pochas and Lam Maisi Desh, she doesn't have to work as much. Almost even Lam Zan Zay, you have to give her a little more food, because she needs more strength when she's nursing. Ahmed Varamburim, but Ani should be Yisrael. That's a poor man had to give this basic amount. Abul ben Mechuba, but if the guy had a lot more money, Akalafi Kvodo, he has to give her according to the amount of money that he has. Now we get into a little bit of complex calculations for the end of today's daf. So we're going to go through it a little bit quickly, but it's a little bit complicated. You may have to review it afterwards. So, but the key point is we give her 2 kav of wheat. Right? That's what the Mishnah said. 2 kav, right? Don't give her less than 2 kav of wheat. That's the key line. 2 kav. For a week. So the implication is that 14 meals is 2 kav. That's because you give her 2 kav a week. A week. She needs 14 meals. 2 meals a day, 7 days a week. We'll see Shabbos in a minute. Maybe she needs more. But the implication of our mission is that 2 kav provides 14 meals. The problem is, says the Gemara, Mani Masisan, who's the author of our Mishnah? Lo Rabbi Yochan ben Broka, velo Rabbi Shimon. It's not Rabbi Yochan ben Broka, and it's not Rabbi Shimon. Disnan, how much is an Eruv Tchumen, which had to be 2 meals? Eruv Tchumen, remember Eruvin? If you want to walk more than 2,000 amos at a time, you have to put a mazon shtei sudos, has to be an amount of food for 2 meals at the 2,000 amos mark for each person. Says the Gemara, v'kamashiro, mazon shtei sudos chalach v'echad. For each person that needs the Erev, you have to have mazon shtei sudos. You can't just have 2 meals for 20 people. You need 2 meals for each person who's going to use this Erev. Now, mazona l'chov alol l'shabbos Reb Meir, it's a weekday suuda, mazon shtei weekday suudos. As Reb Meir said, v'yuda omer l'shabbos l'chov. No, it's 2 Shabbos meals. V'zev v'zev b'skav l'hakel. Each of them meant less of a meal because what Reb Meir used to eat more on Shabbos than on the weekday because there was so much more to eat, he had to have more bread. And Rabbi Huda, the other Rabbi Huda used to eat more on the weekday than on Shabbos because more bread on the weekday than Shabbos because on Shabbos he had so many other foods he didn't need so much bread. Now, how?
Is the Mishnah talking about the food that she needs for her needs or for her to cook for him?
I think just her food. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka Omer. Now, how much is 2 meals? Kikar halakuach bepundyon me arba sarin besela. A loaf of bread, 2 seudos, is a loaf of bread that you'd buy from the baker when a pundyon, the loaf of bread costs 1 pundyon. Now, 1 pundyon is 1/48 of a sela. Got to do the calculations, but 1 pundyon, that's the key point, is 1/48 of a sela. Me arba sarin besela. And it's the type of loaf that 4 sa'ah is 1 sela. So it's 1/48 of a sela. So it's 1/48 of 4 sa'ah. 1/48 of 4 sa'ah. When you do the math and you do the calculation, it turns out that according to Rabbi Yochanan, 1 kav is 4 meals. Rabbi Yochanan said you would have 8 meals from 2 kav. 1 kav would be 4 meals. So 2 kav would be 8 meals. Our Mishnah, what do we say in our Mishnah? Our Mishnah is 2 kav is 14 meals. So, according to Yochanan, 2 kav only produces 8 meals. The Mishnah said 2 kav is 14 meals. So, Rabbi Yochanan said 2 kav is 8 meals. That's Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shtei Odos Lekikar. He says the 2 sudas are 2/3 of a loaf. Mishalosh Kikaros Lekav. When 3 kikars turn out to be a kav. If you do the calculations, again, I don't have time to do the calculations right now. But according to Rabbi Shimon, I did the calculations last night and this morning, according to Rabbi Shimon, it would turn out that, again, Rabbi Yochanan said 1 kav is 4 sudos, so 2 kav is 8 sudos. Rabbi Shimon says it's 2 sudos, it's 1/3 of a kav, so a kav would be 9 sudos, and 2 kav would turn out to be 18 meals. So one of them is too many meals. Rabbi Shimon says 2 kavs would be 18 meals. And Rabbi Yochanan says 2 kavs would be 8 meals. But neither of them said 2 kav is 14. Well, look, we're trying to land on 14. According to Rabbi Yochanan, we land on 8. According to Rabbi Shimon, we land on 18. And now, chetzia. So, half of this shear, right, which would be 1 meal, but we said this is 2 meals. 2 meals is what you needed for Erev Tchumit. Half of that, 1 meal, a loaf that would provide 1 meal, is Labayis HaMenuga. if a person stays inside a house that has saras, so he becomes tamei. That's the amount of time it would take to eat one meal. That's half of that. The chatzi chetzia, half a meal, is lifsol sagviya. If a person eats that amount of food, that's tamei, he becomes tamei. The chatzi chetzia, and 1/24th of a kav, right, that was 1/12th of a kav, and 1/24th of a kav is the kabel tumas ochlin. How much a size of a food that the food itself could become tamei. So the Gemara says, either way, money. So who is the author of our Mishnah? Irem Yochan ben Broka. If the author of our Mishnah, Yochan ben Broka, Tamni Havyan. So two kav only produces 8 meals according to Yochan ben Broka. Irem Shimon, Tamni Sari Havyan. If it's Rabbi Shimon, so two kav would produce 18 meals. That's too much food. She's only entitled to 14 meals. So the Gemara says, La'olam Yochan ben Broka. Really, the author of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yochan ben Broka. Kidam Rav Chista, like Rav Chista said elsewhere, Semehen Shlish L'Chenvani, there's really an extra third's worth, because one third you had to give to the Chenvani takes one third of his tercha, extra third. So Hachanami, Aisat Tilsa Shadi Alayo. So to over here, really there was one third more in our calculation. So it wasn't 8 meals, it was really 12 meals. So the Gemara is going to ask, Akate, Tate, Sari, Havin, even if you add a third, so you got it from 8 meals to 12 meals, but you need 14. 12 is not for enough for a week. Says Gemara, Ocheles Imole LeShabbos. Now he would bring the food Friday night, because they would eat together Friday night. So Gemara says, two problems with this. Hani Chalamandu Amar Achilamamish, we'll see later on. This makes sense, according to Pinna, says that they would actually eat together. Elamandu Amar Achila Tashmish, according to the Gemara says, the Achila was just a lush and nucky for that they would sleep together, but they actually would not eat together on Friday night. Mayakalimemar, Visu, Tlesa Havin. And furthermore, another kash is, very nice, that makes it 13 meals, but she needed 14 meals. So very nice, one of them he would bring. But you're still one meal short. That knocks it down from 14 to 13, but you only gave her 12. She needs 13, where do you get the extra meal from? Says the Gemara, Elik, Damrav Chista, Tzemehen, Mechza Lechem Rani. Really, the 8 would become not 12, the 8 would become 16. She would have 16 meals. Hachanami Asya Palga Mishadi Alayim. The 8 meals would really become, because the Chenvani would take half for his star. So really that amount of wheat would provide not 8 meals, but 16 meals. You doubled it. So the Gemara says, so first of all, Kasha the Rav Chista, the Rav Chista. Wait a minute, so one place of Chista said the Chenvani only took a third, and one place of Chista said the Chenvani took a half. So that's a contradiction. Look, Kasha. Haba Asa, the Yavit Sivi, it depends whether the Chenvani would take for the wood. In some places, the Chenvani, he would give wood also to the Chenvani for baking the bread. Habas is all you have it, Sivi. And if he wouldn't take, the place where he would take half is that they wouldn't give him the money for the wood. It says, okay, very nice. So you made it to 16. Ihachi, Shitzri Avin. It's still too much. She only needs 14. You said she got 16 meals. It says, Gemara, Kiman, Karabi Chidka. Amar, Abbas is Chavim Lachol B'Shabbos. Wow. Shabbos, you had not 3 meals, but 4 meals. So it wasn't 14 meals, it was actually 16 meals you need a week. The Gemara says, well, you don't have to say that. I feel, the Gemara says, no. Right, so the Gemara says, that's a little bit strange. The Gemara says, no, I feel tame, you could also say Rabbanan. Dal chadal achir parche. That she needed one extra meal, really it's only 15 meals, but she needed one extra one for the guests. Gemara says, oh, once he came to that, Hashas Lahachi, I feel Tamar Rabbi Shimon. You could say Rabbi Shimon has said 18 meals. L'Rabbanan Dal Tlas Lachabai, L'Rabbi Chitka Dal Tarti Lachabai. You could still get down to 16 or down to 15 by saying there were 3 meals for the guests or 2 meals for the guests. We will stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful day.
Thank you very much.
Have a great day. Parsha shear tonight. Anyone who wants a parsha shear?